This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri schools could receive a 2% funding increase next year, and state employees could get a small raise. Those decisions appear to be locked into the budget as a result of decisions today by the Senate Appropriations Committee. The committee agreed to provide a $66 million increase in basic state aid to public elementary and secondary schools, on top of a $3 billion core budget. The House had approved a $65 million increase. Under legislative rules, negotiators are required to keep the final figure between the House and Senate versions. The budget panel also agreed to go with a House plan that would provide a $500 annual pay raise to state employees starting halfway through the 2014 fiscal year. Ryan Ferguson appealed for a pardon from the governor yesterday. Ferguson was convicted for murder in 2005 for the 2001 death of Kent Heinholt, a Columbia Tribune sports editor. Ryan's father, Bill Ferguson, says this is an unusual case.
It's the first time in the state of Missouri that we've ever had a situation where a person has been accused of a murder in which there is no physical evidence and which the only two witnesses have both admitted to committing perjury on the witness stand. Based on that, we're asking the governor to pardon Ryan.
Bill Ferguson says there's no word yet on when Governor Jay Nixon will decide if he will pardon Ryan, who is currently serving a 40-year sentence. Kathleen Zellner, who represents Ferguson, couldn't be reached, but told the Columbia, Missourian, sometimes a pardon can happen faster than a case can move through the court system. Governor Jay Nixon wants to know what modifications to Missouri's Medicaid system may be acceptable to federal health care officials. Nixon was to talk over the phone today with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius about a potential Medicaid expansion. Nixon wants to know how much flexibility Missouri has to make market-based changes or require co-payments from adults earning up to 138% of the poverty level. That's about $27,000 annually for a family of three. Sebelius has said previously states must expand Medicare to that level in order to qualify for full federal funding. Earlier today, Nixon met with Republican senators about a Medicaid expansion. He says it was a substantiative, thoughtful discussion. So far, however, Republicans have been reluctant to embrace the Medicaid expansion. Missourians to End Poverty hosted a summit in Jefferson City today to discuss ways to end poverty. Almost 16% of Missouri citizens live in poverty, and about a third of those are children. Jessica Long helped organize the conference and says poverty is widespread.
Every community in Missouri has poverty, all of them. So if you look at the reduced lunch rates throughout the state of Missouri, there isn't a single county where it's zero.
One of the ways the conference is working to end poverty is training people to go back to their communities and work for positive change. Eileen Wallace, Executive Director of Possibilities in Rochester, Minnesota, says people working together can make great changes in their communities.
We do have an obligation to our sisters and our brothers. We aren't in this alone. We're built for community. We're hardwired to be in relationship, and we have a responsibility to each other.
Many people at the conference already led anti-poverty organizations in their areas. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.